Crypto Sense is in the building. This is Carlton CO2 Owens. We are back with another show. Today is Thursday. We're trying to get it popping today because, look, we're getting closer to the weekend and we've got to keep this train rolling. So first, let's keep the plate spinning and the rent paid by first thanking our sponsors. Let's first start with CoinSeed. CoinSeed is the app that allows you to invest in cryptocurrency all while using your pocket change. Go to the show notes and grab the link where you can be able to download the app and you'll be on your way to building your cryptocurrency empire. All right. We also have Squarespace, which is a new sponsor to the show. Squarespace is not just your run-in-the-mill, good old website template and domain store. You can do so much more than just that. So many different features. We're going to be talking a little bit more about them later on in the show, so check it out. We also have Encrypted Apparel. Encrypted Apparel is the flyest cryptocurrency clothing line in the business, y'all. You can be able to stay fly, be fly, and cryptocurrency conscious all at the same time, and you can do it with style. Go over to their Instagram page, which is Encrypted Wear, to see all their new releases. But make sure you go back to the website and buy some merchandise. And you can do that by going to wearencrypted.com, wearencrypted.com. Put in Crypto Sense, all one word, as a show note, show coupon, or as the store coupon rather, and you get 10% off on your next purchase. All right, last but not least, you guys allow us to be able to keep doing what we're doing. You can click the support button on the Anchor app, or you can click the last link in the show notes and sign up to be a supporter of the show. All right, so check it. We're gonna be talking about crowdfunding today. I found this pretty cool ICO that has about 20 days left, and I thought crowdfunding was dead. I honestly felt that way, you know, with Kickstarter and all these other different platforms. So much money is being raised, but there seems to be a problem. So we're going to talk about that problem and what this ICO is thinking about in terms of trying to solve that problem and what they're going to do to solve the problem. Okay, so don't move a muscle. We'll be right back in two ticks. All right, so we're back. So the name of this ICO that I started researching and looking into is called Pledge Camp. Let me tell you a little bit about Pledge Camp. First of all, like I said, I thought crowdfunding was dead and gone. You know, you have so many companies that have been doing it, and it became very popular for a while for entrepreneurs, but it's like it kind of just fizzled out. So Pledge Camp, had a chance to go to their website, check out their videos and things, and they seem to be doing something a little bit different when it comes to crowdfunding. In fact, they call themselves the next generation of crowdfunding. Well, what does this mean? Let's first start with the problems, okay? Now, with crowdfunding, obviously, it's a multi-billion dollar market, but it has a big issue, and that issue is trust. That's the problem. And you may say, well, what do you mean by that? All right, well, think about it this way. If you have a project and you're raising capital through crowdfunding, what measures or what protections are in place to make sure that, you know, that you're going to actually do the project? Are you going to do everything that you say you were going to do? Or that the project is even going to go on? You know, so what protections are there for the consumer or the person who's making these pledges? So there's a frequent failure in these projects getting delivered. Studies have shown up to 85% of the projects experience some type of delay. 14% of them fail to deliver. So that's significant. There's no accountability. Like I said, the creators get 100% of the funds, but they get very little. They owe very little back to the consumer as it pertains to accountability. And of course, there's no trust. And also, there's another problem, which I think cryptocurrency is starting to break down. And this is that crowdfunding is still very centralized, so it doesn't get to a lot of other different countries, especially the emerging economies, the developing countries. And so those countries miss out on opportunities to, you know, get in the ball game and be able to get their projects funded. So that's not good, right? So that those are the problems. Now, the solution, based on how Pledge Camp sees it, is they want to create more transparency, all right? They want to accelerate these projects where you can create an ecosystem where you have project creators, the board resources, all the things necessary to succeed, or for the project to succeed. Of course, they want to get more accountability on the floor, and they want to create these collaborations where they can help projects earn rewards, token incentives, empower a smart crowd to contribute more funds. So that's a win-win. The consumer wins because they get transparency, accountability. They know that they are that the likelihood of the project can going forward is good, and it's a win-win. So that's basically Pledge Camp. Now, I think that Pledge Camp is on to something, because, you know, I thought that initially that cryptocurrency was just going to knock out crowdfunding when it came to businesses or businesses raising cash. Now they can use cryptocurrency. But I guess there is still this smaller business industry that are trying to fund their ideas, and maybe they don't need as much. Maybe they only need $100,000. Maybe they only need $50,000. Doesn't make sense really to go through a process of an ICO to raise that size funds. So you might as well get Pledge Camp involved. That's an ICO that focuses on raising, creating the measures to raise cash around crowdfunding for these people and for these projects. So just a couple of other quick details. It is an ERC-20 token. They're going to have a total of, let me see, is that a million billion? 1 trillion tokens, which is called PLG. And man, they seem to have a lot of other things that are happening. I'm looking at the one pager as I'm talking to you now. But go and check them out. They have about 22 days left before they actually launch. They've raised $17 million out of 20, I believe. So it looks like they're probably well on board to hitting their goals when it comes to the ICO. All right. But I actually like this project a lot, because it is it's solving a real problem. And this real problem of crowdfunding and trust and reliability and accountability, you know, is holding back so much more capital to small businesses. And I'm a huge proponent of small business and entrepreneurship. So that is all for today, guys. Make sure you continue to follow us on Facebook. You also can subscribe or follow us on Instagram at CryptoSense. Remember, that's a Z at the end. And we also have YouTube replays for folks out there that want to watch the show or listen to the show on YouTube. Go to the YouTube channel. It's also CryptoSense. All right, check the replays out there. We're actually looking at the idea of maybe doing a CryptoSense TV as well. So we're in the works with trying to figure out how we can pull that together. All right. So until next time, holla back.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.